This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, met with President Biden today. Immigration and border issues were obviously on the agenda, including a new guest worker program to be modeled, we are told, on the Bracero program that started up during the Second World War. By the time that program ended in the early 1960s, it had brought millions of Mexicans into the United States, cheap labor in fields and on railroads as well. The Bracero program was controversial in a whole lot of ways, so Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports on how it might work reimagined.
The Bracero program provided cheap labor right when Americans were off fighting the war. It promised many Mexican workers better wages than they were making at home. But it led to serious human rights abuses, says Edward Kosak at Xavier University.
Dangerous jobs, people being hurt, not having adequate sort of housing and food.
There are songs from both sides of the border about the Bracero life. Here's Woody Guthrie's 1948 Deportee, sung by Arlo Guthrie.
My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees, and they rolled the trucks till they took down and died.
These days, there is a guest worker visa called H-2A, which agriculture uses, but is widely seen as a bureaucratic nightmare. A renewed guest worker program could provide a safer alternative for some immigrants, says Daniel Sumner, an economist at UC Davis.
The advantage to this for the U.S. is you regularize something and you allow people to do something that they're going to try to do anyway.
But the abuses of the Bracero program could resurface, says Mireya Loza. She teaches history at Georgetown University. She points out that the program ended in 1964 because Congress uncovered severe human rights violations. Loza herself comes from a family of Braceros.
And I think, ultimately, this kind of unchecked power of employers would make both employers and their lobbyists very excited.
The program, she says, is history to be learned from, but not repeated. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.